gentlemen, please be rising for the Pennymore Towers.
Hello and welcome to the Pennymore Towers.
Hello, listeners.
Hello.
Paul and Jade.
Hi.
And Chris Brown.
Yeah, welcome. Welcome for another week of interesting chat and sinister doings.
Covering the infamous Fred and Rose West.
A modern day Romeo and Juliet, as I like to think of them. A doomed tale of love and buggery.
I'm always surprised, you know, in the court case, when they refer to buggery, it just doesn't seem very... I know it is a professional term,
yeah,
still,
it doesn't sound
you are done for buggery.
Bumming seems more acceptable.
A rigorous bumming.
Yes.
I sentence you to 13 years for rigorous bumming of rigorous bumming.
Yeah. Bummage.
Before we get into the gloop of Fred and Rose West, like, Fred West, he's a funny looking fucker.
Oh, he's so ugly.
Handsome.
Do you not think there's a bit of...
handsome.
There's a bit of Neanderthal in him.
Yeah, he looks very... Well, they always describe him as simian, very simian looking.
No, I would describe him as rugged and handsome.
Oh, no, he makes me feel sick. He makes me feel sick.
Makes me feel hard.
Oh my God. I don't think he's into men.
Well, my loss.
Although he's into everything else.
Good looking couple.
He's got a bit of chimp in him.
It's no wonder he had all the women.
Undeveloped.
They couldn't resist him. He's a gorgeous man.
Very striking blue eyes.
See, you're coming around already.
Even Rose West, when she first met him, when she was... what was she before? Rose Lett said that he had gunky teeth, or ganky, she might have said, in a farmery type way. Ganky teeth.
I think, as a farmer type man, he had a rugged beauty about him. And you can always judge a farmer by the way his horse's teeth are kept. Not so much his own, but if his horses have got nice teeth.
Rose, I mean, you know, I think she could have been a looker.
She was young, I don't know if you've seen any photos from when she was a teenager. Not bad. Yeah. Like, quite, you know, nice dark hair.
I would have.
Tan.
Fred
nice.
Must have had something about him then.
And she was very talented. She'd go in all directions.
Yeah, she would.
Well, as we see in her later life, she puts that talent to the fore.
Shall we start with Fred's childhood?
Yeah, let's start with a good point.
Well, it's the development.
Jade's going to be playing the role of chief researcher, I think, as me and Paul.
Could be disastrous.
Get your Wikipedia pages up.
Just basically because she can read.
Yeah.
Me and Paul don't read too good.
Well, you fit in with Fred.
Yes.
Right, he was born 29th of September 1941 Frederick.
Baby.
No, he's Frederick. See, I can't read my own writing.
Chief Fat Giver.
To Walter West and Daisy Hill, which is also
cracking
a place
name.
In Bolton.
Daisy Hill? That's not a real name.
And a flowered mound.
He's a war baby. So no wonder he had a bit of a tough upbringing. Born in the war, rationing and all that.
I think he had a very unhappy home life.
They were farmers, weren't they?
In Muchmarkle, Herefordshire.
And he worked on the... harvesting apples, apparently. Cider apples.
Yeah, but can you both do your best farmer's accents?
Herefordshire cider. Road.
That was good.
Order down, Rose.
I'm Fred West, and I likes buggering stuff. And I likes putting it in the mouth. And I likes killing
it.
Just as a brief overlook. Like, when I'm reading into Frederick Rose West and the lives, it makes you realise how sheltered your own life is, because sheltered from this, obviously this shit was going on out there, but like, if one singular event of Fred's life had happened to somebody, you'd be like, what the fuck?
Yeah, you'd harp on about it.
And it's like, one thing after another.
Yeah.
There's just...
Well, that's why it's so mad that no one picks up on it. Like, at school, at its jobs. Like, no social services seem to be that arsed about all these things that were going on for decades.
Yeah, but in olden days, you can do that in olden days. Like, in olden days, you could have sex with children.
Well, I think this is where it starts. You could have dad, sex with, Walter West. Know. Walter West. Big child molester.
Yeah.
And...
Loved it.
Basically, living on a farm in olden days is just like living... in a modern day brothel, because you can shag your children, you can shag your
That's
wife.
That's not what brothels are.
You can shag sheep, you can shag horses, well, you can have a go on anything.
So, but he was into a bit of bestiality, his dad, yeah, as well, wasn't he? Introduced
Dirty
Fred
bastard.
To, Fred to a bit of bestiality.
Well, you see, is it bestiality or is it just love? Loving your animals.
I like how you're being devil's advocate.
You've got to love the animals. You've got to show that you care for them. You've got to show that
That's
you're
not
compassionate.
Animal husbandry.
That is good husbandry.
You have to stick your dick in them. There's a line.
Yeah, but they like it, maybe.
So go on, tell us about Walter.
Oh, he was a very horrible man. From what I remember, his dad was very, very strict on him. And he sort of passed that down, like, so Walter was very much into the beatings.
So Grandad West kicked the
Grandad
shit out
West,
of Walter
very bad
West.
It's a line of bad men.
Yeah.
A very big line of very bad men.
And then
men.
Walter West kicked the shit out of Fred West.
And then Fred West raped people.
I mean, he kicked the shit out of him, but he also, like, introduced him to, like, there was incest in the family.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. A lot of incest.
And it was just like, yeah, that's fine. No problem, Fred. You want to get it off?
Saves a lot of hassle, though, doesn't
he? He did his mother.
At the age of 12 years old, and Daisy had always really favoured Fred.
Right.
At the age of 12, she invited him to sleep with her in her bed. Now, whether or not they had sex is debated, but they did have sex.
Yeah, definitely.
Well,
had sex.
The thing is about incest, it's very underrated because it saves a lot of messing about. Like,
what,
you don't.
The dating
scene? You don't have to go to the pub, you don't have to find someone and start talking to them. You don't have to go for a meal and buy them something to eat. You don't have to be nice. You just say...
Yeah, but then you have
just take years of mental
But then you have
disturbance.
Kids with massive craniums and...
Simeon inches.
Yeah. Like, you have your tea and then, what's for dessert, Mum? Come and have some fish pie.
Oh, God.
Just saying. It's just easier.
He was a big simpleton as well.
Incest and bestiality already...
Fun.
Prominent in the West. West Coast.
In the West.
Not well adjusted, and in the West.
In the
general.
West in general, yeah.
And his dad, he quoted as saying his dad said to him, because initially I think his mum was a bit more reserved in terms of trying to bring him up properly.
Good old Daisy. Well, she's proper, a good girl, Daisy.
His dad was quoted to saying to him, do what you want. Do what you want, Fred.
Do what moves.
Just don't get caught. And that's what he did. Up until 1985.
Yeah, good. He fucked up.
It's good,
well,
fatherly
we'll
advice
to,
that.
In well, first he had a motorbike crash, didn't he?
Yes.
First.
Who had?
Fred had a motorbike crash.
At
when
what
was
age?
That? In 1958.
Yeah,
so he was born 17, in 41, 17. He crashed into a girl. We don't know whether
did he bang his head hard?
Yes. Very, very hard. He crashed into a girl on a bicycle, possibly on purpose.
I'm going to fucking crash my motorbike into her and I'm going to stick it in her while she's warm.
But he came off much worse. Yeah. He was in a coma for 7 days. And once he woke up, he was full of rage.
Yep. Never the same again, apparently.
Oh, I don't think he'd been the same from the very start, because from what you two have said,
well,
he'd been having a bit of a tough time.
I think it's only after all this occurs that people look for excuses, don't they? So they've got the incest and the beating and the buggery and the bestiality, and there was a car crash as well. So
and yeah, so and that was the turning point.
Throw that into the mix.
His love for his mother and his animals—that's a nice thing.
I think it affected his personality.
Crashing a motorbike on purpose to try and bump someone.
And also, he hurt his leg and it fucked him up so badly that he limped for the rest of his life.
Oh, see,
so that made him even more.
Not only does he look like a chimp, he's got a limp.
A chimp with a limp.
A chimp with a limp.
He's not You're going to be bitter. He's not a desirable man.
Well, no,
rotten teeth.
Barely can read.
Cuts a dash in my eyes.
Can't write.
Rugged, beautiful.
Have you read the letter? Well, we'll get onto that later. That's later in the story. I'm getting ahead of myself. And then, did you find out that 2 years later he fell off like a fire escape?
Yeah.
I read that
back into a coma.
What was he doing on a fire escape?
I read that he tried to grope a girl and she punched him and that's why he fell off.
Was he trying to escape the scene of the crime?
No, so they were both stood on the fire escape, maybe having a fag, I don't know. He tried
smoking
to feel
bam.
Her up. Yeah, the 50s smoking bam. She pushed him off. He was in a coma again and I don't think that probably helped.
Probably not.
All this rejection as well from girls is going to upset you a little bit.
Well, then you just...
To be fair to Fred, it made him more determined, didn't it, I think, you know.
He never sort of decided,
that's it, I'm a shelf boy, I'm going to be lonely for the rest of my life, I'm not going to have any success with the opposite sex, I'll just be, you know...
I'm going to get what I want, I am
going to get in there, and I'm going to get some.
He was a good trier.
God
loves a trier.
And that's a positive quality. And he's not all bad. I mean, he works.
Good at DIY.
Well, maybe as we get deeper into it, you might change your perspective.
Well, maybe.
How bad Fred actually
but
is.
But at the minute, I'm just looking at Fred and seeing someone who wanted to try the best.
Someone who wants to be loved.
Someone who wants to be loved.
Simple, but... You know,
he's had a few knocks, you know, a few knocks growing up. But
loved his mum.
He's not all bad at the minute.
Well, soon he's to be caught, isn't he?
19 years old, molesting a child.
Oh, there he all starts.
Oh no, Fred.
But he said
something
to the police like, does everyone not do that?
Yeah.
He thought it was very normal to molest the old 13-year-olds.
Was it not a cuddle? Was it a boy or a girl?
I think she got pregnant. This is from a book I read.
From a cuddle?
Yeah, from a really nice cuddle that they had. And she got pregnant. And
13-year-old family friend.
Oh. So, I can't get my head around this at the minute. So, poor Fred is just giving someone a cuddle and then they get pregnant and the blame's laid at his door.
Well, he obviously didn't just cuddle her. He stuck it in her.
I think the stork brought that baby. And he was only going off his fatherly advice. What did he say?
His dad said, do what you want, just don't get caught.
Yeah,
and
he
got caught.
Family didn't want anything to do with him for a while after that. They were very annoyed.
I think it's because it was a family friend, I imagine. It caused a bit of...
A rumpus.
Made it a bit awkward between them.
But he managed to get away without a prison sentence.
But that's mental.
Sent him away to live with his sister.
How long did Walter and Daisy crack on? Like, were they still on the scene? Or had they died by then? Or?
Oh no, they were still alive.
Yeah, I'm just...
When he molested the 13-year-old?
Yeah, I was just
wondering.
Well into the...
So, was his dad not still up to his old tricks as well? He might have gone out as
father
and son.
Get caught.
Yeah, but like you said, the family slogan, do what you want, just don't get caught.
Yeah, because he could have had like dads and lads weekends and stuff like that. Yeah, it could be nice.
So he went living with his sister. And then he met Rena.
Rena.
Who's Rena?
Catherine Costello. Why is Rena short for Catherine? What's
I don't know,
that
I didn't
about?
Understand that.
Catherine, Rena.
Judging by her past,
makes me think of renal.
She was into prostitution, weren't she? And she was a stripper, so...
Yeah.
They get these nicknames to the strippers.
So what age is Fred when he meets the beautiful Rena?
21, I think.
Early 20s.
Yeah, early 20s.
So in his prime, I imagine, looking quite punky.
Well, I think there's a bit of a story about how he met Rena. He picked her up. Was she hitchhiking? He's like, alright, and he picked her up and she was pregnant already.
Yeah.
With
an Asian bus driver's baby.
Yeah. Who later turned out to be a pimp as well.
Later
in life, I believe.
So that's fun. That's nice.
But the police pulled him over, I believe, and she was panicking because she was on the run. So Fred said, "Oh, don't worry about it. See, it's mine. See, it's mine." And so she did, and then they got away from the police, and then
and
she was
out.
Panicking. She was panicking later on. "Oh, I'm gonna have to go on the run again." And then I think rather she or Fred just suggested, "Well, we could just get married."
It's quite nice, married a pregnant
woman. I think it was a marriage of convenience rather than a.
It wasn't true love.
I don't.
Well, no, it's true love is yet to come.
Yeah, because I don't think Rena was a bit of a wild child, wasn't she?
Bit naughty.
Did Fred not tame her?
He killed her, so I suppose.
So he did tame her.
Drugs and alcohol.
Good lad, Fred.
Mm-hmm.
He's only looking out for her, really, isn't he? I mean, because he's married her, and then out pops a brown baby, which is a bit of a shock because you probably weren't expecting.
Well, no, he definitely knew it was going to be a brown baby.
All right. Okay.
Not racist. He's got that going for him.
Another brilliant quality for Fred, especially in them days.
A lot of prejudice back then.
But they did. I think they claimed that it wasn't even Rena's child. They said it was adopted.
Yeah. Well, I think that they went with the story that they'd got pregnant together, but then when it was born, they decided, our baby's died. We've adopted this brown one to replace our dead baby.
I know I've got tight curly locks, but the brown skin's pushing it a little bit.
So that baby was called Charmaine, and she was born the 22nd of February 1963. And poor Charmaine, she didn't have a very happy life ahead of her.
It's got a nice name though.
Charmaine, it reminds me of. And
reminds
that's tasty.
Me of Charlemagne.
Ooh, fancy.
Fancy Francie.
Yeah, but then I think he moved to both him and Rena. Moved because she was Scottish, wasn't she? She was from Glasgow,
yeah.
So he moved back to Glasgow with Rena. And then I don't think he initially realised what kind of a girl. I mean, it was within weeks that they got married, that they met, they got married, shacked up. "I'll look after you, love." And but then I think a drinking and drug taking and realising that she was a stripper.
Well, he's only a simple country boy, you know. So moving to Glasgow from like his little farm in Mutchmarkle, it's a big change.
Mm. He's a very brave character, Fred, isn't he? He's quite, you know. He's not afraid to take on new challenges. He likes to travel. You know, that's nice. When did he learn his building skills?
Oh, that came later.
He just picked it up.
He was good at woodwork at school. Yeah. He didn't go to college.
He didn't have college in olden
days. He took
up
a few different jobs in when he got to Glasgow, but then I think he found one of his callings in life. Oh, well, when he bought an ice cream van.
I always associate that with shady dealings.
Yeah, and Fred West became Glasgow's local ice cream man.
Was there not an ice cream man in our very town that was a paedophile?
Yeah.
No.
Or in a sex dungeon?
He was he's in whips and chains.
Yeah.
He used to deliver ice
there
cream.
There was nothing, he never hurt anybody.
He was one of the Bolton Seven.
Well, not without
the
consent.
They were all consenting adults, but that were in olden days when
you
couldn't be a gayer.
But then, yeah.
They didn't like gayers in them days.
Yeah. But now it's fine, so...
Yeah.
Anyway, yeah.
Good
so
old Fred.
Fred started working on the ice cream.
He's a community man. It's all coming out.
Yeah,
he's
but it's also very, a good way to lure in teenage girls, isn't it?
Clear.
Ice cream.
Yeah, yeah. That whilst on the van, that he was
community
luring
minded.
Young teenage girls in and you know having his way in the back of the van.
Man of the
that's
people.
Clear. Nothing proved. Nothing.
Do you think
nothing
he ever
went to court?
Do you think he ever jacked off into the ice cream?
Oh, come on.
Yeah.
Yep.
It's the creamiest ice cream in all of Glasgow. People in Glasgow won't know anyway. They're all on heroin.
But it's while on the van that he meets Anna McFall.
Oh, poor Anna McFall.
So you've got to give it to Fred up to now. So far, you know, all right, he's had his little hiccup with the molesting 13-year-old girl. But now he's taken another young girl under his wing.
Family man.
Child. He's moved to Scotland for her. They're living. He's trying his hardest to earn a decent living. Bought his ice cream van. And
then he has a little hiccup where he kills a 4-year-old.
Oh
well,
yeah.
That's just
yeah.
Just
family man.
Just knocks him off with a van.
Yeah.
No one could do it.
Beep. beep, beep.
Well, they didn't have beeps in them days. They just had...
Beware of the child.
They had, like, mirrors and shit, though.
Beware of the child. And if the child didn't read it...
Can four-year-olds
But this is the exact point of how much fucked up stuff going on in his life.
Yeah.
Like, he ran over a four-year-old boy and killed him with his ice cream. And it's like, when you're reading his story, you're like, fuck off! It all becomes too much. It all can't be true, sure. Just
don't call him lucky.
But running over the four-year-old boy brought down his marriage, unfortunately.
Tarina?
Yeah. Well, it caused...
It was a contributing
factor. Well, they left
factor.
After that because he didn't feel very comfortable staying. Yeah. I think people were quite annoyed about the murder of the killing, let's say, of the four-year-old. So they moved to a caravan park.
And he took... Well, he met this young girl, Anna. We've not talked about Anna, have we?
No.
That, I don't understand
He collects unfortunates.
Yeah, that's the word. He found Anna crying at the side of the street when he pulled over in his van.
How old?
She was...
Ish.
Ish. I think she was late teens.
Yeah, they're always teens.
Yeah,
as well.
They're always
legal.
Teens.
Legal.
She was crying because
I'm
a mother.
Not sure.
A mother was selling a body because she was an alcoholic. So a mum was whoring her out.
A mum was whoring the poor girl out, and Fred to the rescue.
Fred to the rescue again. He gave her a 99.
A 69.
This is he gave her a 99.
Taking the high road.
He wooed her with a 99 and some chocolate sauce. And he let her jump in the van and go around with him for the rest of the day.
Oh, there you go.
And he's took another young girl under his wing.
Yeah. Community-minded.
Felt bad for her. Spoke to Rena about it. Anna moved him with them to look after the kids.
As a nanny of sorts.
And then when the marriage broke down after running over the child, Anna apparently was really infatuated with Fred. So when he moved back to Gloucester, Anna followed soon after.
Oh, good on him. He's an handsome chap. Hardworking.
He's really not. You have to be so desperate to think Fred's my best bet.
Honest man, just on the wrong side of the track, through no fault of his own, been bummed a lot as a kid, shagged his man.
Oh, I really am attracted to men who are bummed a lot.
No, but what I'm saying is, in his heart...
He didn't get bummed, did he?
No, Fred anyway, we're going off the wrong way.
In Fred's heart...
He was the bummer, not the bummy.
In Fred's heart, there is...
I think.
Despite all the shit that's happened to him, is a little glimmer of
hope. I think we need
hope.
To stop all this Fred sympathy. I think he's getting too
I don't condone Fred's actions.
I'm not condoning these actions either.
I'm just saying...
I think he's a stinky freak.
I'm just saying, in Fred's heart... There was a little glimmer of he was trying to do the right thing.
Do you know what? In a way, I think he started off, maybe you're a little bit right, but under the surface, I think there's a lot of stuff going on with the ice cream van.
Yeah.
There was rumours that he was getting the young girls in, so maybe
I'm not saying that he's a saint.
Well, I mean, look at Saville from the outside perspective.
I'm not saying Fred's a saint, but I'm just saying... He tries to do nice things.
You know, if they'd have given him a TV show, it'd probably be a different story.
Who, Fred?
Yeah. Well, say he was giving out favours and fixing it for people. Maybe there wouldn't have been so many murders. Rapes, yes. Murders, probably not.
Okay.
It's all just the opportunities you're given.
Well, yeah, I suppose.
It's not. It's wrong. He's a bad man.
So he's... Rena's left him and he's left Glasgow.
Yeah, he goes to the caravan park in Bishop's Cleeve, Gloucestershire.
War, he's back with a cider.
Where is Gloucestershire?
Oh, he's took the kids with him, hasn't he, as well?
Yes, he's got Charmaine and what's the other one called? Oh yeah, did we mention that? He had another kid a year after Charmaine Anna Marie.
Yeah, that's his own child, though, of his own seed.
Yeah,
his
he
first,
made that.
First of his own seed.
Yeah, first natural child.
That we know of because
yes.
He might have had one with the 13-year-old from earlier.
Cuddle.
But
unless
there's no real record
out.
Of what happened to that,
no.
that child.
I don't think they're allowed to name her either, legally.
Was it,
she's
a court hanger?
It might have been a court hanger incident.
I'm
sure she's still living quite a nice life.
Yeah,
no, she's probably...
She knows. Maybe she'll turn up on, like...
if you're her, then please contact us. Please get in touch.
Yeah.
Oh, we need to get a Twitter and everything so everyone can contact us.
Contact us and say nasty things to us, probably.
What, Daily Mail? three people make fun of rape victims, and we're not making fun of the victims, we're making light of a bad situation.
Yeah, you've got to bring in a little bit of a ray of sunshine into the cavern.
I've never murdered anyone.
That we know of.
Silence follows that.
That we know of. Can you explain why you suddenly decided to move counties? Sounds a bit suspicious to me.
Anyway.
So he's got two kids.
Two kids. One.
So what you're telling me now, that Fred, the family man, is a single parent bringing up two children himself?
See, you've got to...
Well, no, he's got the nanny. He's got Anna.
All right. Anna's turned up, the nanny.
So he's got a nanny to help
him. He's giving Anna one.
Because he's got to work, hasn't he?
Anna's turned up, so he's giving Anna one then.
He's got needs.
But then, oh no, he gets Anna pregnant and he's not sure he quite wants that.
Uh-oh. When Evreeny finds out that he's doing Anna, she's not going to be happy.
That's why your hand shandy is sometimes the best solution.
And so it happens that Evreeny turns up.
Whilst Anna's...
Up the duff.
This is what Fred said happened. Because a lot of stuff's based on what Fred said. And I think there's holes in it once you get further into the case.
You can only sort of guess a lot of the things that have happened because obviously no one was there to see it except Fred.
Fred comes home. Rini's car's outside the caravan. He goes into the caravan. Rini's there, out of her mind, drunk on drugs.
And you know what Fred's thinking at this point, don't you? Threesome.
No, foursome, because she's there with a pimp, Rolf.
Oh, foursome!
Don't discount the children.
She's there with a pimp, Rolf, and his words were, "Where's Anna?" You know where Anna was, according to Fred. Cut open in a suitcase.
Oh, fucking hell, no.
Yeah, I think he offed her when she was like 8 months pregnant as well. Yeah.
So so
he killed his own baby.
It was a viable fetus,
well,
I'd say.
See, that's Fred's version of events. That he came home and Rini had stabbed her and Rolf had helped to dismember the body. I think he only took the fingers and toes off and then they put
her
in.
He loved fingers
and
toes.
Yeah, yeah.
Had a big thing about fingers and toes, did Fred?
Put her in a suitcase.
Hang on a minute. Fred comes home from work, grafting.
Yeah.
Usual case for Fred, good guy. And he's... beautiful Anna has been...
He has always maintained was the only love of his life, true love of his life.
Really?
Has been murdered by Rina and the pimp.
Yes.
And then Fred cut her fingers and toes off.
No, he claimed that Rolf did it.
Rolf
well, that's
him
sort of his...
To get her into the suitcase. But that's his version of events. Now, what actually happened, if you ask me, is that Fred got a bit pissed off.
Fred did it. Yeah, I have no doubt in my mind. A lot of the bodies, he cuts the fingers and toes off.
Yeah.
He says to stop identification, but I think he likes having a souvenir of the bodies.
Yeah.
You know, murderers like to take things.
Yeah.
And
he like probably puts one in his mouth, one up his bum, and has a wank.
Probably.
That's probably it. Yeah.
Nice.
Probably.
Well, you get into it later with when Fred actually gets arrested and into. In his interviews, and like you listen to his interviews, and he does seem very sincere. But
all the policemen love him.
He's
nice to chat to.
Yeah, and the interviews, he does seem like a nice guy.
He's very personable.
And nothing's his fault. Nothing's his fault.
Psychos often are, though, aren't they?
Yeah, exactly.
They're quite nice to get along with on the surface, but then every now and again you see underneath.
Yeah.
So really, it's a shame for Fred, because...
No, I think he's still not understanding.
No, because he's come home from work and his beautiful girlfriend...
Yeah,
that he cut up and murdered.
Has been murdered by his ex-wife or his estranged wife and a PIMP.
What's the PIMP song?
It stands for...
I don't
for
know
pimp.
What you heard about me, but you can't get a dollar out of me.
Me? See,
I'm a fucking
PIMP.
That's what he sang.
Yeah,
when he came in,
he wrote that.
Who are you? He said.
Do you know this pimp? Did he have?
You don't know what to do.
Did he have a purple suit on?
He did.
And goldfish in his heels.
He had a cane.
and a cane. You're not a pimp unless you've got goldfish in your heels, a purple crushed velvet suit, and a hat and a cane, and a big medallion.
See,
maybe the pimps in Glasgow were slightly different.
What, like a red velvet suit?
Yeah, red, blue.
Shall we talk about Baby Rose?
Baby Rose. Yeah, because I don't know anything about Baby Rose. Imagine she was quite cute as a baby.
A good looking girl. Little. Looking girl, young Rose.
I think she looked alright, Rose. I didn't.
No.
What, even older Rose?
Not older Rose. You see.
She goes from nice to dog. Like, yeah. It's pretty quite rapid. Shocking, yeah.
And they say that cum's really good for the complexion, don't they?
Them glasses don't do her any favours.
No,
but everyone wore Deirdre Barlow's in olden times.
It's always hard to judge how attractive somebody is in old photographs because everything's out of date.
Deirdre Barlow specs. But yeah, Jizz is very good for the complexion.
Unless you should have...
Still, you don't look back at Audrey Hepburn and go, oh, it's a bit...
Yeah.
It's a bit dated.
Yeah.
And no, I don't think she ever put the old Deirdre's on.
Yeah, maybe Rose could have done with a stylist.
I think she was too busy shagging.
Well, yeah, it never stopped to get in any action, did it?
Yeah, see.
So,
good-looking woman.
She had weight problems when she was younger, I think, but it never stopped. Apparently, she was renowned for shagging the old.
She tried to shag it off.
And that must have been... Well, she met Fred when she was 15.
Yeah.
So for her to have a reputation of shagging the older men... Before that,
you have to build a reputation.
Yeah, well, exactly. She must have been out at her right young age.
Mm. Well, she was born. Shall we start with that?
Yeah, go on.
She was born
29th of November 1953 in Devon. But what had her mum been having while she was pregnant with her? ECT.
I was thinking a glass of sherry.
Probably that as well. I don't think that's good for your baby.
Oh no!
What's ECT?
Electric convulsive therapy.
Is that when they put your brain in electric?
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
Well,
but
they put electric in your brain.
Yeah, and you bite down and it's like all one flew over the cuckoo's nest.
So, and then her mum had that whilst there was a baby in her tummy.
And that baby was Rose.
Yeah, so that means that's probably bad.
Yeah, I don't think it did her any...
No, well, her mum was deep-seated depression, wasn't it?
Mm, she had a lot of mental problems. It's weird because you think that would either make a superhero or a retard. But it did make a retard.
And her dad was schizophrenic.
Yeah, he was a fucking nutter. Yeah. Very another bad
one.
Man.
Another one.
You see, it's quite interesting how these, like, Fred and Rose were sort of drawn...
Very similar.
Drawn to each other when they've had troubles. Such really horrible childhoods.
Like, especially Fred seems to just
draw
these other troubled pasts towards him.
He's a nice guy.
I suppose it's quite convenient as well, because someone with a troubled past, like, their mum's not going to be like, oh, where's little Rena? I do miss her. She's not going to Sunday lunch.
Rena.
They're missing quite well.
Rena, where are you, Rena?
I suppose they've got stuff in common as well.
Yeah, lots to talk about.
I reckon Rena's mum only missed her when she wouldn't go down the shops for a buck fast. The rolling
get
tobacco.
Get my fucking buck fast! Where's fucking Rena gone? Get out of here now! Who's stuck a shite in this toilet?
Yeah, Rose's dad was horrible, but Rose was his favourite.
Yeah,
he beat the shit out of all the other kids, but Rose
had it going on.
He just beat his cock on her face.
Yeah, pretty much. He used to call her
Josie. Why, every time I guess, it's horrible.
He called her Josie Rosie because she was a bit slow. And he thought that everything she did was hilarious because she was just like a... She was borderline retarded.
Yeah.
Like, just above that Forrest Gumpy level.
Oh, poor Rose.
Well, she had a nice... Well, she didn't because she got raped. But, you know, compared to her... siblings, she wasn't getting the shit kicked out of her.
He was sticking it in on a regular basis.
Dad?
Yeah.
Front and back?
I
assume so.
Pink and brown?
They had time to...
One up the flute, one up the shoot. A whole lot of rosy! I imagine he played it. Well, although it'd be a bit too early, wouldn't it? I mean,
maybe it inspired that song.
Yeah, maybe.
She's a whole lot of woman.
She is. It's nice titties.
swingers.
So, she was getting
have you
back.
You seen them videos of Rose on the Keep Fit machines?
No,
good on her.
Kid.
What?
You know what they call? Where you like?
Oh,
like
cross trainer.
Yeah, cross trainer. There's a video of her on a cross trainer naked. Like
what, from her house?
Yeah, yeah, from Cromwell Street.
See, you're looking after herself. Man. She knows you've got to keep in shape.
Well, she didn't though.
I think she's
like, tried.
While she's on it, she's like, it's like that. She's just talking about fucking somebody.
What are her boobies like? Yeah.
Oh, you can't see the boobs. I imagine you could do on the original video, but I've only seen it in documentaries and it's
cropped.
Yeah.
I've seen photos of Rose West and I think she had big swinging milkers.
Oh, she definitely had big swingers.
Big swinging milkers.
They were swinging more.
Really big, fat, swinging, milky tits.
Sloppy.
Sloppy titties.
So, a mum and dad split up, I think, didn't they?
Yeah.
They fucked off.
Which dad,
again,
though?
From a broken home.
What do you mean, which dad?
Well, if he's a schizophrenic.
Hey! But this is one thing that I don't get, which... Her dad were giving it her.
Oh, yeah.
I know what you're going to say now.
And so her mum left, she went with her mum, and then she moved back in with
the
dad.
All the siblings stayed with the mum, yeah. The non-abusive... Probably not a great mum, but you know, not raping him, not shagging kids.
And she went and moved in.
She wanted to go back with the dad.
She enjoyed fucking the dad.
Well, he must have had a nice penis. What? Who's to say?
He's swinging around in like roses.
He could have given her the best orgasm
ever
had.
Oh,
call me daddy.
Well, you just don't know, do you? It's all about conditioning. If you're brought up on great orgasms, you're going to go back to it, aren't you?
No.
I don't think you're dad.
Well, I don't know. I'm not a girl.
Jesus.
But
she molested her brother.
What? She did her brother? Oh, I didn't know this.
Yeah. What's her brother called? I can't remember now. I think it begins with an M.
I can't believe incest was so...
rife. Yeah. It's everywhere, yeah. I know.
Well, you think maybe she was just a dedicated career woman, because you see, like, people, like, they'll say, like, from the age of 8, I always knew I was going to be the Olympic champion, or I knew I was going to run this multinational company, and Rose might have thought, one day I am going to be the best fucking prostitute in the country.
What was Rose's maiden name?
Let's
fuck.
Let's fuck, Rose, let's fuck.
Yeah, she'd walk around naked. And then she got in her brother's bed naked. And then he thought, oh, is she just being a nice sister, but taking it a bit far?
Naked.
But then, you know.
She caressed his
penis.
One in the bum.
I don't know if she put it in the bum.
One in the flute.
One in the chute. She might have, but she probably did. Getting down to it, Rose is fucking filthy.
Oh, she is filth.
She's
dirt.
Rotten.
She is dirt.
Well, the thing is, she's highly sexed, isn't she? You know, she's got a high sex drive, and there's only perhaps one man who is up to that job.
It's
she shagged her dad into her adult life.
Yeah, I was just going to say that. She continued to have sexual relations with her dad.
See, because medically, that's a real thing, isn't
Fred
it?
Said
high
that
sex
he found
drive.
Him, he found them together in bed on several occasions.
Grim. The whole story's grim.
I can't understand how this the incest is just accepted and just seen as the norm. Like,
well, I don't know if it was the norm.
For two people to come together who see it as okay, and then just like,
what are the chances?
It's all about the development, isn't it, of the society that you live in? Because
we are talking about,
you know, things have moved on so much.
We don't fuck our own kids anymore. Surely we weren't doing that back in like the.
Well, clearly, a lot of people were. A
it
lot
is
of
only
people
60 years ago.
Were well up for it. Yeah, but if you say it right, 60 years ago.
Well, 20 years ago, really, if she was.
Well,
so
yeah,
fucking...
yeah.
No, but right, if you say 60 years ago from now, and then you say. You take that point in time 60 years ago and you go 60 years forward and 60 years back, then The world can change.
Yeah, we've got incredibly. Computers now, but still.
No, but in olden times, they were like kids working in mills.
Just because it's olden days, you don't have to stick 100
years ago. If I find out that 100 years ago, my family were shagging each other, still. Yeah. I'd be...
No, you wouldn't because you would.
Yes,
be.
I would.
No, because
there's
you're taking
other people around. You don't have to fuck your own kids.
You're taking for granted the education that you've had, the moral upbringing that you. You see, in olden times, they were like, you lived in a slum, you lived 10 to a room, you had no education, you knew nothing other than what people told you around you. Everyone was thick as fuck, except the elite. So things were very different. I'm not saying it's all right. I'm just saying it was different.
I typed in Rose West Life into Google and it brought up West Life the Rose. That was quite nice.
I would imagine that was a nice little interval.
I put it on.
A nice little moment of happiness in otherwise what is a shit fest.
Didn't love the song, but I don't want to sing it.
Right, anyway, back to Fred and Rose. But other than Rose's dad fucking her on a regular basis and her shagging a brother, she had a pretty uneventful, and her shagging loads of old men.
Yeah.
Apart from that, it was, you know.
Dull, really.
She didn't get arrested or anything. She hadn't already...
Really cool? Did she not do drugs and stay in school?
She was very babyish. That's how her mum described her. Like, she didn't really do well with children her own age. She preferred younger children because she was a bit thick.
Because she could tie them up.
She fuck them.
No fucking yet. Not kids.
Ooh. So, Fred and Rose.
Oh, should we talk about the meeting?
When the two titans come together.
Well, all I can say so far, it sounds like a tale of two star-crossed lovers
two damaged individuals.
Whose destiny to meet was written in the stars. It's
beautiful. Who thinks more romantic, Fred and Rose or Myra Hindley and Ian Brady?
Well, I don't really know that much about Myra and Ian.
I reckon Fred and Rose are more romantic.
Do you reckon?
They've got this kind of...
Stay tuned for
Myra and Ian.
Those will be our next series.
I reckon Fred and Rose have got an understanding where I think Myra and
Ian was the lead.
Yeah, Ian was
definitely the leader. Rose definitely takes control later on in the relationship.
Yeah, but that's, again, you never really hear Rosie's side of the story.
Mm.
So you've only got what Fred says, and because he was trying to put the emphasis onto Rose.
Did Fred take the fall for Rose in the end?
Well, we'll come to that.
We'll save that, shall we? Should we talk about a meeting?
Yeah.
Beautiful.
Fred, what was Fred, 27?
He was 27 and she was lovely 15.
Nice. A nice, respectable age gap. It's better to have an older man.
What is it? Double your age plus... No, it can't be double your age plus seven. What is it? Half your age plus seven.
It's better to have an older man because he's obviously established himself in the workforce, he's earning a living, he can provide a good house, a good home for his wife. Because that's how, you know, in them
days...
He lived
in a caravan.
No, but back in them days, like...
He's got rotten teeth. He looks like a fucking chimp. A Neanderthal chimp. His breath probably stinks.
Oh, harsh.
He's got builder's hands. Big clubber fingers. He's spent his life fucking his own...
I'm more concerned about how he became a builder without any formal training. That does worry me, and I hope we can answer that question.
All the shaky structures across England.
But at this point, when he met Rose, he wasn't he working as what do you call him?
A drummer. I don't know what action you're doing. Oh, a slaughterhouse.
Yeah. And there's some people again say that that's how he got into.
Yeah, the old bloody.
I mean,
well, you know who else worked in a slaughterhouse?
There's about three pages.
Paulie from Rocky, and he's a fucking dickhead.
He's abusive, he's an alcoholic.
I hate him.
And he's a good-for-nothing Paulie.
I'd rather spend time with Fred than Paulie.
Well, Fred's quite personable.
What's Paulie's best line?
I'm a fucking loser, Rocky.
You're a loser.
Hey, Rock!
Rock, yeah. when he puts his Popeye voice on.
Iraq. I don't know, that's all I know.
No, just make some chess and chicken.
So Fred was...
Adrian!
Rose.
Fred was quite a catch.
No! Fred, right, Fred and Rose get together, he's 27.
She's 15.
She's 15.
Her parents not happy about
no,
it.
No, her dad's not happy about it. But
jelly.
Jealous.
Which
I'd
dad?
Say. Rose's dad.
He was being a jelly Kelly.
Yeah, he's somebody's taking his fuck buddy away from him. And his daughter. Maybe that's how he saw it as a schizophrenic.
Mm.
One side was his daughter, the other side was his fuck buddy.
Yeah, no, that's very insightful, Christopher. I like that.
Doctor Christopher.
Doctor Brown.
Doctor well, Brown. That didn't. But it didn't stop her.
Stinger.
Now, this is quite interesting that Fred waited until she was 16 before they moved
to move her
together.
In. Yeah.
So he obviously couldn't be seen to be moving a minor.
I think also she was attracted because she liked young children, and he had two young children, and she'd go to the caravan and play with them, beat them up.
And her mum had always told her to get an older man because he'll look after you.
I say that's what I was saying before.
Well, it's not like she's going to make any money on her own because she's a simpleton. Really simple.
Well, that's what you thought. Well, it turns out she made a lot of money.
Legs akimbo. Come on in, boys.
She made a lot of money. She's quite talented, I heard. I wonder what her speciality was.
Black men.
Was it?
Yeah, she loved the black cock.
I was thinking more like ping pong balls, but...
They just roll out.
I've seen another video where
rugby balls.
Ooh, that's this guy comes in, you don't see his face. And Rose is like... Oh God! Look at that. That's a right big chop. That is.
Why have I not seen these videos?
Oh yeah. She's like, what am I gonna do with that? What am I gonna do with that? Oh, she's loving it.
It's excited for
me. They didn't get that far.
I showed that on the BBC.
So Fred and Rose happily
shacked up
in a caravan. Where's Rena?
She's dead.
Rena's dead. Dead.
No.
Oh, no, she's not. That's Anna McFall. I'm getting confused.
Rena's not dead. Rena's in Scotland.
You've just dropped a bombshell on me now.
Sorry. Rena's in Scotland.
Yeah, sucking dick.
Still married. Stripping. They're not divorced.
Still married. Stripping,
getting pissed. Loves the drugs. She's living the wild life.
With the PIMP.
Why?
Yeah, but he's got both the kids, including Charvain, who's
Fred's
no relation
after
to
the kids,
him.
Yeah.
Well, he's a good lad, Fred. I keep telling you, you won't have it.
Really not.
He is a good man.
And also, Rose is a pretty depraved lady, but when she went to that caravan, she was apparently disgusted by how dirty it was. Really dirty.
Filthy Fred. Oh, Fred, you're so filthy. Oh, Frederick.
But it's not long, and Rose is up the duff.
Oh.
Fred's.
Heather Ann pops out, 17th of October, 1970.
Oh, the 70s. Disco is just on the horizon.
But they're still in the caravan. And apparently, according to Anne-Marie, which is the second child of Fred's, but is Rena's.
Yes.
When Fred wasn't there, Rose used to tie him up and just beat him.
It's like a big, retarded kid looking after two littler kids.
Yeah.
Oh, it's really like
when I first read this, that's a good... When I was first reading about it and thinking... When I was hearing about Rose doing all this stuff, I could only ever picture... Rose. But it's only when you think about it, she was 16,
a kid. Yeah.
16, maybe 17 at this point, but I imagine she was doing it when she was like proper strapping him up, belt buckle, cracking him till he was screaming.
Jesus.
But Heather like loved her mum and dad till the end. Like, well, not her mum, but her stepmum, Rose.
I'm confused by all the names.
There are a lot of names to remember. Fred and Rose are the main ones listed.
We'll do a quick breakdown. You've got Fred and Rose.
Yeah.
Fred, before he meets Rose, marries Rena.
Rena Costello.
He takes on her child.
Charmaine.
They then
she's half Asian.
Half Asian, Charmaine. They then have their own child, Anne-Marie. He then leaves Rena and... For a short time, is together with Anna, but then, no, Anna's out of the equation.
Anna gets killed.
Anna's in a suitcase.
Anna's in a suitcase.
She's still in the suitcase.
Anna's gone on holiday. Nobody knows. So.
Yeah, no police have checked into this.
Like, because obviously he hasn't reported her missing.
No, that's why he keeps getting with all these drifters.
Yeah, no one gives a shit.
Nobody cares. So now he's with Rose and he's got his two kids.
So Rose is on the scene. He's got two kids called Charming.
To add to a bit of confusion, apparently he's fathered a few little bastards in Scotland.
Oh. So there's loads of little West knocking about.
Oh, loads. And they love bread. There'll be hundreds.
Oh, yeah. Hundreds. And pillaging.
Look out for the monkey people.
So there's Fred and Rose.
With striking blue eyes.
Fred, Rose and three kids now.
So let's keep it simple, yeah. We've got Fred, Rose and three kids. His ex-wife, Rena, still in Scotland, living the high life.
Right, I'm with it.
We're about to have one less kid, though.
1971, Fred gets arrested for...
Yeah, is it petty? It's something petty like
being
that.
He steals a tax disc.
No.
Yeah.
And puts it into his own.
Being too nice.
I think he gets about 6-7 months in prison.
Yeah, not so long ago.
Nicking a tax disc?
Yeah. But he's been doing a lot
he's
of this.
He's been doing other petty things.
Naughty business.
Is he known to the police?
He's renowned.
He's known to the police.
Which makes you wonder why they never put two and two together when he's...
Yeah, that's why I think it's such a crazy situation that no one thought, we should look into that Fred and Rose.
So he's had to do a 7-month stretch. So Rose is in the caravan.
Rose is on her own with her kids.
No. They've moved now. They've stepped up the property ladder.
Well...
They've moved
started
to the
caravan,
they've moved
now
to
we're
house.
Here.
Well, like any good husband and good, honest working man would, he's got to move up the property ladder.
He's providing for himself.
And he's gone from caravan accommodation to a house made out of bricks. And that's definitely a step up, bricks.
25 Midland Street, Gloucester, where they were living. Well, so Rose, Fred's in prison, tax this. Rose is with the kids looking after him whilst... savagely beating him.
Yeah. Well, Fred sends a letter to, well, many letters to Rose in this time, but one of them says, I think Charmaine likes to be, I can't do the voice, I sound a bit American.
Oh, you think Charmaine?
I think Charmaine likes, can't do it.
Can't do it.
Likes to be handled rough.
Oh. See, at this point, you'd be like...
That's not in the parenting manual.
Well, apparently...
Why would she like that?
Kids like to be twatted.
Heather infuriated Rose, no matter how much she beat her, she just wouldn't cry. So while Fred was in prison,
yeah, well,
Rose killed Charmaine.
How old is bloody Heather at this point? Like a month?
No, do you not mean Charmaine?
Sorry, Heather said this about Charmaine.
Yes.
Sorry. No matter how much you beat her, Charmaine wouldn't cry.
She was a tough girl, Charmaine. Like, you'd think she'd be more introverted because of all the horrible shit, but she's quite like a happy, outgoing child.
What
she
age
like
is she about
she's
at this point?
She's got a nice
point?
Toothless smile.
Charmaine was born in 63 and it's now 70.
So poor 7-year-old Charmaine is
having a miserable life with Rose.
With Rose. Twatting her all the time.
Yeah.
But the poor little tough soul just wouldn't cry.
Yeah, she was a good girl. And unfortunately, Rose took it too far one day. We don't know the exact details of what happened.
I'll tell you what, you've got to give it Rose a bit, because digging up a patio is no mean feat. I mean, a woman on her own with shovel and pickaxe getting flags up.
So did you what? So did they bury Charmaine at Midland Road?
Midland Road, yeah. So,
well, can you imagine telling your husband, killed a kid, and he's like, it's alright.
Well,
and Fred's in the nick at this point.
Yeah.
Now, what Fred, again, this is where the stories cross over, because Fred's story was that Rose did it. He had nothing to do with it. But not long after, he said that he came out of prison. Rose told Fred that Rena had come and picked her up and they took her back, wanted to look after her again.
Obviously people were asking as well,
where's
Charmaine gone?
She's gone back living with her mother.
Oh, right, back to Bonnie Scotland.
No one bothered to check.
No. But then, a couple of months later, Rena showed up.
Yeah, and said, where's my daughter?
So,
which is, fair enough.
She's with you. Where have you put it, you dozy cow? You've slipped up there.
So Rena had to be taken out to the field and put down.
Oh, Jesus. Well,
again, not contradiction, but Fred's story to the police was that he went having a bit of a with Rena.
Community whistling.
Yeah, yeah. Whilst Rose was at home, and they started arguing, and things got out of hand.
I was fucking her, and then I had to kill her.
She didn't like it rough enough. She didn't like it rough enough, so I was pulling on her hair, and pulling on her hair, and then all of a sudden, I leapt forward, and I smashed her fucking head on a gate. And that was it. And then this is great. Fred, well, unfortunately, it was a hot summer's day. They had a sexual liaison in the field, hot and sweaty. But it was in the middle of summer. He killed Rini, he's got to get rid of the body. So luckily, he's got a pickaxe in the car and a spade. But with it being in the height of summer, the ground was solid, couldn't dig it. So he does what he does best. He cut her head off and her legs.
Interesting technique.
Dug a shallow grave and chucked her. I mean, he's like quoting, I just couldn't get through the ground. It was too tough. Chopped him off. Left her arms on, though.
So he chopped her head off.
Chopped her legs off.
Buried the torso.
And, no, he buried it all together, but he just couldn't get it all the body in one hole. So it reduces the surface area.
So he just could get it in a small... Lazy Fred. It's the first instance of you being a lazy man. I'm disgusted by that.
He's turning on Fred.
Well, I'm disappointed in him.
Not for his behaviour towards his women and children. But because he's a lazy ass.
Well, up until now, I've really been thinking he's got a good work ethic. And now I'm disappointed.
With Rena gone, the most magical event can happen. A marriage.
Oh, I love a marriage! Oh, I bet it was a beautiful day.
I've not actually seen a photo of Rose in a dress. Does she look nice?
I bet she was a vision.
Well, she probably looked quite nice still at that stage. She was probably still quite slim. And
I bet Fred cut a dash.
I mean, like, relatively slim.
Because you can, like, Fred.
I've not seen any wedding photos on.
You can scroll
I've seen
up,
the
Fred.
Rena wedding photo.
Yeah.
Oh, I bet it was such a nice day. They could have had...
Was it after the wedding? I think it was just after the wedding that then they moved to Cromwell Street. Was it before the wedding?
I've got it. 29th of January, 72, married. 1st of June, 72.
Oh.
May born. They had another kid, May.
Right.
And then I've put, she became a prostitute. Moved to 25 Cromwell Street. So I imagine they're all...
Oh, so this is when Rose...
It was a busy year for him, 72.
Yeah. So they moved to this bigger house.
Yes.
I'm going to put this more into perspective of
Was it a church
Real
wedding?
Real life.
Was it a what?
Church wedding.
I imagine they'd do it like, I imagine so.
Yeah.
All right, there was a bit of
conflict. She's a good
person. Traditional folk.
There must have been some conflict in Fred and Rose at that point.
But I don't think Fred ever thought that he'd really done anything wrong.
No, he
was just carrying on the family tradition.
Mm. Carrying the family bloodline. But, no, they moved... We put this into perspective of, you know, everyday family. They stepped up again.
Yeah,
you know,
the property ladder.
They've gone to bricks and mortar. They're now stepping up. We're moving to a lovely little area, Cromwell Street.
It's a big house as well. It was like four. It was three stories and a basement.
It was two stories, and then Fred gets to work on the third story in the basement.
Oh,
he's increasing, and the bed sits in there, and as it was called, Rose's room.
Yes, Rose's room. You cannot fault him on his DIY.
His work ethic, I'm glad to say,
has returned himself.
I was a bit shell-shocked, but I'm glad to see that he's got stuck in.
It was a character for Fred to be so...
It's a bit lackadaisical. Yeah, exactly.
He brought it all back with a lock conversion. Good on you, Fred.
Good on you, Fred.
Yeah, they used...
Mate, well, he's not a groundworker, you see. That's where we've... Well, he's not a groundworker. He's a skilled tradesman. He learned how to be a builder by learning how to be a builder on the job.
On the job.
He mismade it up as he went along.
Well, no, I think you're right. I mean, you can't knock his workmanship in terms of his building. He was good at his slabs and his digging out. And you know, he was a better builder than he was an ice cream man, put it that way.
Mm. Good at putting holes in walls and watching his wife shag. Big Jamaicans.
Yeah, so, well, I think we should definitely talk about Rose's room.
Fred, get me a yardie.
Well, they'd obviously stepped up the property ladder. Mortgage was probably a bit more than
oh, big payments.
Oh, bloody hell, Rose, what are we going to do? Keep him
well, who's that? Bloody hell.
Oh, bloody hell, Rose, what are we going to do?
Come on, Rose. We gotta earn some more money. He's still Welsh, yeah.
You get the idea.
Yeah.
Fuck me, Rose. What are we gonna do? We've got a great big mortgage to pay. And I know my building work, you know, it's seasonal. It slackens off in the winter. And I can't fucking make the ends meet. What are we gonna do?
You're gonna have to part in big legs. Get the stirrups out, Rose. So,
oh, they're taking some lodgers.
Rose's That's... room was
lodgers. Obviously, the next step is lodgers.
Well, he built the.
Did he render
rental
it?
Rental rooms.
Because on the photographs, there was a nice bit of rendering on the outside.
Oh, yeah, it was purple, wasn't it?
No, pale green in my brain.
I don't know.
The thing that stands out to me is that you're interested in rendering.
Yeah.
The thing that stands out to me is interested.
I'm sure you can find it on Google Images.
There's that beautiful wrought iron sign.
Yeah. I'd pay so much money to own that.
I wonder where it is now. That somebody's got.
Must be in someone's collection.
It's in DCI McVitie's personal collection, isn't it? You see, he gave up
the family biscuit business.
He become a copper.
So he creates Rose's room, which has this is Rose's now into prostitution. She's got her own room. They even had a red light outside, so the kids knew not to go in when she's in there shagging away. He had peepholes.
Yeah,
peepholes and secret camera cell, so you could knock one off behind the wall.
That's quite an advanced technology. I mean,
you know what? I always think about his peepholes. Like in my head, it's just like a picture
with the eyes cut out. I think that we've been underselling Fred on his intellectual. He's got cameras set up in 1970s. That was like. You had to bring him in on wheels,
yeah, the
cameras.
Film going round and round, cranking it.
Yeah, like in the 1970s, it's not like modern time webcams and tiny little things. No.
I haven't considered that.
I think a bit of credit for Fred there. Mm. He was on the cutting edge. He must have banged out some porno tapes.
Oh, they had shitloads of videotapes.
He must have made a few quid on that. Well, again, mortgage payments.
If they're old and also, you know, purchased.
Yeah, before we get into Rose's talent for customers. Did her and Fred have like
sex?
You know, like a good sexual.
He was bad at sex.
Oh, was he? Really?
Small penis, and he'd be very. He'd like. Done.
Done.
Ass like a wasp wing.
It was better if he watched. He just liked to watch.
He was a better watcher. Better watcher than doer.
Yeah.
Oh, well, see, I feel a bit sad for Fred.
So we're 1970, and I think this is when it, like, the shit kicks off now, which is good. I think we need to. We're not going to get this in one. This is. We're going to have to.
Too much material.
Too much material for Fred and even Fred and Rosa. But we're going to have. We're going to have to turn this into a second podcast. So
well, keep listening.
We'll be back.
Yeah.
With further details.
More info on Fred and Rose.
This is like.
I know what's going to happen.
Next lot of stuff is getting,
I know what's going to happen next. It's the next logical step.
What?
A B&B.
Oh, can you imagine? Rose scraping up a breakfast.
Welcome to Fred and Rose's B&B.
The second worst sausage you'll get here.
You might find the sheets are a bit sticky and wet, or you might find they're a bit dry and crusty, but they taste great.
I bet they have, what was that stuff what you had on the wall in the 70s? Was it chip? Wood chip paper.
Chipboard.
Yeah.
Wood chip wallpaper.
Right, we've gone well over. So we're gonna have to pick up on Rose and West in
we'll do
second,
a second episode on Rose Fred and Rose.
Yeah, Fred and Rose. And
I'm just thinking of Rose making a fry up in the nuddy.
Well, that's so dangerous.
with the big bangers.
Well, I tell you what, I know where
Floppy
the milk comes from.
In the oil.
Where does the milk come from for
I'll
this tea?
What, He'd be spitting all over and she won't flinch. Sadistic bitch.
Oh. Yeah, so come back for the next episode because that's when all the good murders and sex happens.
It's all the shit sitting the fan in the next podcast.
And I'm yet to be convinced that Fred is bad. Just troubled at the minute.
So we are the Penny Mortos, and you can get us on Twitter at the Penny Mortos and Facebook and whatnot, and tune in for the second instalment.
Contact us about anything as well.
Yeah, if you've got any.
If you've got issues with anything,
we're
we'd
always
like
happy
to
help. We're always happy to help.
I can do advice.
You've taken a leaf out of Fred's book.
Well thought out advice as well, I think.
Oh, well, I'll give it time.
Balanced.
Well, you've got three people here with three different viewpoints. You'll get a good response.
Mm. I think Paul will take the more
liberal, shall we say.
Take the more liberal view. Just fucking kill yourself. It's the Penny Mortos. Right.
Thank you very much.
See you next time.
Bye.
Bye. Hello, hello, it's good to see you. I say hello, I'm happy that you came. I say hello, please tell me.